At first glance, Under Your Scars by Ariel Ann Anderson appears to be just another dark romance novel. But this self-published 2023 sensation has quietly become a cult favorite among readers seeking psychological depth with their darkness. The book has gained traction through BookTok and Instagram book communities, with readers praising its unflinching exploration of obsessive love, trauma, and the thin line between protection and possession. Anderson's work stands out in the crowded dark romance genre for its psychological complexity and moral ambiguity. Drawing inspiration from classic tales of doomed love like Wuthering Heights, while incorporating modern themes of mental illness and trauma, the novel asks difficult questions. Can love truly redeem a broken soul? At what point does protection become possession? And perhaps most disturbingly, can we ever truly separate the monster from the man we love? Elena Young's life transforms irrevocably on a rain-slick November night when she witnesses the Meridian City Silencer, a shadow figure responsible for 37 unsolved murders, systematically execute three men who had cornered her in a garbage-strewn alley. The killer's methodical precision and otherworldly silence leave her paralyzed, expecting to be his next victim. Instead, he carefully gathers her scattered belongings, returns them with an almost gentle courtesy, and disappears into the darkness. 2 weeks later, she finds him bleeding outside her fourth-floor walk-up, his usual precision replaced by desperate vulnerability. Despite every instinct screaming danger, Elena helps this wounded predator, establishing an unlikely connection that defies explanation. He calls her angel in a voice that somehow makes the word sound like both salvation and damnation. Their encounters continue, each one deepening the strange intimacy between them while leaving Elena increasingly conflicted about concealing a killer's identity. By day, Elena endures her soul-crushing position at Reeves Enterprises, where she processes acquisition paperwork under fluorescent lights that seem designed to drain life itself. To cover mounting medical bills for her ailing mother, she takes a second job at the Hellfire Lounge, a high-end gentleman's club with a dangerous reputation. When her immediate supervisor, Neil Blackwood's casual touches, become increasingly aggressive, she finds an unexpected champion in Christian Reeves, the reclusive billionaire CEO known for his brilliant business acumen and complete absence from social circles. His intervention is swift and decisive, leaving Neil jobless and Elena unexpectedly promoted. Christian's pursuit of Elena is intense, yet strangely hesitant, as if he's fighting himself with every step closer to her. His carefully maintained facade occasionally cracks, revealing glimpses of profound pain and loneliness that mirror her own hidden wounds. Despite her initial wariness of office romance and the vast gulf between their social positions, Elena finds herself drawn to the contradictions within him. His commanding presence versus his occasional vulnerability, his calculated precision versus moments of raw emotion. What Elena doesn't realize is that Christian and the Silencer occupy the same scarred psyche. A man whose childhood trauma in the foster system created a fractured personality that deals death by night while building empires by day. The novel masterfully constructs this psychological labyrinth, showing how Elena unknowingly navigates both relationships, offering gentle understanding to the wounded killer while falling deeply for the controlled businessman, never suspecting they're the same tortured soul seeking redemption through her love. Anderson crafts this complex dance of identities with extraordinary psychological insight, revealing how trauma shapes not just personality, but perception itself. Through Elena's dual relationships, we see how Christian uses his silencer persona as both armor and weapon, protecting the vulnerable child within while punishing a world he views as fundamentally corrupt. The narrative builds like a psychological house of cards, each interaction adding another layer of precarious tension until collapse becomes inevitable. Christian Reeves presents himself as Elena's protector, wielding his vast wealth and considerable influence to shield her from the harsh realities of Meridian City. His protective instinct first emerges subtly, extra security personnel, frequent check-ins, lavish gifts meant to keep her comfortable. However, when he discovers she's working at the Hellfire Lounge, his facade of benevolent guardian cracks, revealing a darker possessiveness. His jealousy manifests in increasingly aggressive interventions, having her followed, threatening her co-workers, and ultimately delivering an ultimatum about her employment. The novel masterfully dissects the evolution of their relationship from protection to possession. Christian's mansion, initially offered as a sanctuary, becomes a gilded cage. He installs state-of-the-art security systems, restricts her visitors, and monitors her phone communications, all under the guise of keeping her safe. Elena finds herself gradually surrendering basic freedoms, choosing her friends, maintaining independent employment, even deciding her daily schedule. Each concession is rationalized through the lens of security, though the underlying current of control becomes increasingly apparent. When Elena discovers Christian's identity as the silencer, Anderson crafts a psychological masterpiece of conflicting emotions. The revelation doesn't shatter their relationship as much as it warps it into something more insidious. Elena's horror at learning of Christian's vigilante murders mingles with a disturbing gratitude, especially when she realizes many of his victims were people who had threatened her. The author expertly portrays how trauma can distort moral compasses. Elena's past experience with sexual assault has left her particularly vulnerable to Christian's brand of protective violence. Anderson brilliantly illustrates how trauma bonds can form between victims and protectors, creating a psychological maze from which escape becomes increasingly difficult. Elena's relationship with Christian mirrors patterns seen in real-world abuse cases, where victims often form powerful attachments to those who alternate between protection and control. The novel forces readers to confront this uncomfortable reality through Elena's internal struggles, particularly as she witnesses Christian's capacity for brutal violence while simultaneously experiencing his genuine care and devotion. The narrative challenges readers to examine their own moral boundaries, particularly regarding justice and vengeance. Through Elena's gradual acceptance of Christian's violence, Anderson explores how people can rationalize increasingly extreme behavior when it serves a protective purpose. The story raises profound questions about the price of safety in a broken world, how much autonomy we're willing to sacrifice for security, and whether protection can exist without control. Elena's chilling confession after Christian murders her attackers, "I should be horrified, but all I feel is relief," serves as a powerful indictment of how trauma and fear can reshape our most fundamental moral principles. The novel's title, Under Your Scars, operates on multiple levels, referring not only to Christian's physically scarred body, but also to the psychological wounds that have shaped both protagonists. Christian's entire identity has been formed around childhood trauma, witnessing his parents' murder at age 6, and subsequently becoming the billionaire vigilante who punishes those he deems deserving of death. Elena, too, carries deep scars from her family history. Her father Elliot's first family was murdered, creating generational trauma that eventually consumes him. When Elena herself is assaulted, these layers of trauma compound, creating a psychological landscape where Christian's violent protection feels like salvation rather than horror. Anderson depicts trauma with unflinching realism. After Elena's assault, she experiences classic PTSD symptoms, nightmares, dissociation, panic attacks, and self-harm. The novel doesn't romanticize these responses, but shows their devastating impact on her sense of self and agency. Particularly poignant are the scenes where Elena struggles with physical intimacy, simultaneously craving Christian's touch while being triggered by it. The narrative explores how trauma can become a perverse form of connection. Christian and Elena are drawn together partly because they recognize each other's brokenness. "You're the only one who sees all of me, the darkness and the light, and stays anyway," Christian tells her in a moment of vulnerability. This mutual recognition of damage creates an intense bond that transcends conventional relationships, but also traps them in cycles of codependence and violence. Most disturbingly, the novel suggests that trauma doesn't just change us, it can become us. Christian's entire identity as the silencer emerged from his childhood trauma, while Elena gradually adopts his moral framework as her own trauma reshapes her boundaries. By the novel's end, she has become complicit in his violence, even participating in it herself, a transformation that feels both inevitable and tragic. One of the novel's most compelling themes is how violence perpetuates itself across generations. The central revelation that Christian's father Thomas murdered Elena's father Elliot's first family, leading Elliot to murder Thomas and his wife in revenge, establishes a blood debt that neither Christian nor Elena can escape despite their love. This cycle of violence forms the backbone of the narrative's tragedy. Elliot, consumed by hatred for the Reeves family, cannot accept his daughter's relationship with Christian. Meanwhile, Christian struggles with his own murderous impulses, promising Elena he'll stop killing while simultaneously planning revenge against Frank Valenti. Their attempts to break free from this inheritance of violence ultimately fail, suggesting some cycles cannot be escaped. Anderson crafts this theme with remarkable subtlety through parallel structures. Christian's childhood trauma mirrors the trauma experienced by Elena's half-sisters who were murdered. Both Christian and Elliot become killers in response to losing loved ones. Even Christian's adoption of Caroline, an orphaned trafficking victim, represents an attempt to break the cycle by creating a new family untainted by violence, yet this too is ultimately destroyed. The novel asks whether redemption is possible for those shaped by violence. Christian believes Elena is his salvation, his angel who gives him purpose beyond killing. Yet his attempts at redemption through love ultimately fail because he cannot separate protection from possession. His love remains fundamentally violent, even when expressed through tenderness. As he tells Elena, "I love you so much, it makes me dangerous." This inheritance extends beyond the main characters to Meridian City itself, portrayed as a place where violence has become institutionalized. The police are corrupt, the wealthy exploit the vulnerable, and justice can only be found through vigilantism. This broken social system creates the conditions where someone like the silencer can emerge and be secretly celebrated despite his brutality. The silencer's mask serves as the novel's central metaphor for the personas we adopt and the truths we hide, even from ourselves. Christian literally wears two faces, his public identity as a billionaire philanthropist and his secret identity as a merciless killer. The mask allows him to compartmentalize his violence, creating psychological distance between his actions and his conscience. This duality manifests in subtle ways throughout the narrative, from his carefully maintained schedule of philanthropic appearances to the specialized vault where he stores his alter ego's equipment, each space representing a different version of himself. Elena, too, wears metaphorical masks throughout the narrative, each one more complex than the last. She presents herself as a hard-working legal assistant while secretly bartending at a seedy club to support her ailing mother. She maintains the facade of a normal relationship with Christian while hiding his true identity from others, including her best friend Sarah, who increasingly suspects something is amiss. Most significantly, she masks her growing complicity in his violence behind rationalization and selective morality, justifying each compromise as necessary for the greater good. Anderson explores how these masks eventually become inseparable from identity, creating layers so intricate that even the wearer loses sight of their authentic self. When Elena finally discovers Christian as the silencer, she's forced to confront which version of him she truly loves, the charming billionaire or the dangerous vigilante. Her realization that she loves both aspects equally represents her acceptance of his complete, unmasked self. This revelation is particularly poignant given her own struggle with multiple identities. The novel suggests that authentic love requires removing these masks, yet paradoxically shows how doing so often leads to destruction. When Christian finally reveals his true self to Elena, their relationship deepens, but also sets in motion the events leading to their deaths. Similarly, when Elliot removes his mask of sanity and reveals his murderous intentions, it catalyzes the novel's tragic conclusion. The process of unmasking becomes both liberating and devastating, suggesting that some truths are too dangerous to be revealed. This theme extends to social masks as well, permeating every level of Meridian City's society. The city itself presents a facade of civilization while harboring corruption in its shadows. The Reeves Enterprise Orphanage projects an image of philanthropy while serving as a painful reminder of Christian's traumatic past, its pristine halls concealing decades of abuse and neglect. Even Frank Valenti's Hellfire Lounge maintains a veneer of legitimacy while concealing human trafficking operations, its glamorous exterior masking the darkness within. These institutional masks mirror the personal ones worn by the characters, creating a complex web of deception and self-deception that drives the narrative forward. Through these layered deceptions, Anderson explores how masks both protect and poison us, suggesting that while they may be necessary for survival in a corrupt world, they exact a heavy toll on the soul. The novel's tragic ending implies that true authenticity comes at a devastating price, one that few are willing or able to pay. At its core, Under Your Scars is an exploration of love's darkest extreme, obsession that consumes both the lover and the beloved. Christian's love for Elena is all-encompassing, expressed through his chilling declaration, "I love you so much that I would burn this world for you and all the people in it just to keep you all to myself." This possessive love manifests in increasingly disturbing ways. Christian tracks Elena's movements, sabotages her birth control, isolates her from friends and family, and eliminates anyone he perceives as a threat. Yet Anderson complicates this dynamic by showing how Elena gradually surrenders to this possession, finding comfort in belonging completely to someone after her traumatic experience of violation. The novel doesn't romanticize this dynamic, but presents it as fundamentally tragic. Christian's possessiveness stems from profound insecurity and fear of abandonment rooted in childhood trauma. His love, though intense, is ultimately selfish, focused more on his need to possess Elena than her needs as an individual. As Edwin wisely observes, a gilded cage is still a cage. This possessive love extends beyond Christian to Elena's father, Elliot, who believes he's saving his daughter by eliminating Christian. Both men claim to love Elena while simultaneously denying her agency. The novel's climactic tragedy occurs when Elliot, realizing he cannot separate Elena from Christian, chooses to kill her rather than let her remain with the man he hates, the ultimate act of possessive love. Anderson forces readers to confront uncomfortable parallels between romance and obsession. The same behaviors that appear romantic in moderation, jealousy, protectiveness, devotion, become terrifying when taken to extremes. Christian's declaration that he would move the sun with his bare hands for Elena sounds romantic until we realize he would do so regardless of whether she wanted it moved. Though primarily a psychological thriller and dark romance, Under Your Scars contains sharp social commentary on class divisions and power imbalances. Elena comes from a middle-class background, working multiple jobs to make ends meet, while Christian represents extreme wealth and privilege. Their relationship highlights the vast gulf between their worlds and the power differential this creates. Christian's wealth gives him extraordinary power over Elena's life. He can solve her financial problems instantly, offer her career opportunities, and protect her from consequences that would destroy someone without his resources. When Neil sexually harasses Elena, Christian simply fires him. When she needs to escape her second job, he offers to buy out her contract. This power creates an inherent imbalance in their relationship that Elena struggles to navigate. Anderson portrays Meridian City as starkly divided between the wealthy South Side where Christian lives and the impoverished areas Elena traverses daily. This physical division mirrors the social stratification that allows exploitation to flourish. The Hellfire Lounge represents this exploitation in microcosm, a place where wealthy men like Frank Valenti can treat women as commodities while maintaining respectable public personas. The novel doesn't offer easy solutions to these structural inequalities. Christian's philanthropy, while genuine, cannot address the systemic issues that create vulnerability in the first place. His vigilante justice targets individual predators but leaves intact the system that produces them. Even his adoption of Caroline, while motivated by love, relies on his ability to manipulate the system through bribes and influence rather than changing it. This social commentary adds depth to what might otherwise be simply a tale of obsessive love. It suggests that true protection cannot come from individual saviors, but requires addressing the structural conditions that create vulnerability in the first place. The novel's devastating conclusion serves as the logical endpoint of possessive love taken to its extreme. When Elliot kills Elena and Christian subsequently commits suicide, it represents the ultimate consumption of love, the complete destruction of both lover and beloved. This tragic ending feels inevitable rather than contrived, the natural culmination of patterns established throughout the narrative. The violence emerges organically from the characters' established psychological wounds, their inability to separate love from possession, and their deeply ingrained patterns of trauma response. Anderson foreshadows this conclusion from the prologue, which reveals Christian's suicide note, creating a sense of impending doom that permeates even the most tender moments between the protagonists. The note's haunting lines, "I loved too much and that was my undoing," echo throughout the narrative, gaining deeper resonance with each instance of Christian's escalating possessiveness. Small details throughout the story take on ominous significance in retrospect. Elena's collection of bird sculptures with broken wings, Christian's obsessive photography of Elena sleeping, and Elliot's recurring dreams of drowning in honey. The manner of Elena's death, strangulation with her own pearl necklace, a wedding gift from Christian, serves as a brutal metaphor for how the trappings of romantic love can become instruments of destruction. Christian's subsequent suicide, performed with methodical precision in their shared bedroom, transforms their intimate space into a final crime scene. The detailed police report, interwoven with Christian's last letter, creates a devastating juxtaposition between clinical facts and raw emotion. The epilogue, narrated by Edwin from Caroline's perspective 20 years later, offers a glimmer of hope amid devastation. Caroline, the innocent child adopted by Christian and Elena, represents the possibility that cycles of trauma and violence might eventually be broken. Though she too has experienced terrible trauma, she now has the opportunity to grow up without the burden of vengeance that consumed her adoptive parents. Her decision to become a trauma counselor and her careful approach to her own relationships demonstrate how awareness of past patterns can lead to different choices. This bittersweet conclusion avoids both unrealistic happy endings and complete nihilism. It acknowledges the devastating consequences of possessive love while suggesting that healing remains possible for those who survive it. Edwin's prayer for forgiveness represents the novel's final message, that breaking cycles of violence begins with acknowledging our own complicity in perpetuating them. The image of Caroline tending to her garden in the final scene, cultivating new life in the soil where tragedy once unfolded, serves as a powerful metaphor for the possibility of renewal after devastation. Despite its brutality and tragic ending, Under Your Scars contains moments of genuine tenderness and connection. Anderson juxtaposes scenes of extreme violence with intimate moments of vulnerability. Christian washing Elena's hair after her assault, their playful bowling competition at the orphanage, their shared care for Caroline. These moments remind readers that even the most damaged individuals retain capacity for genuine love and connection. The novel's most poignant theme may be how shared pain can create profound bonds. Christian and Elena connect not despite their traumas, but because of them. They recognize in each other a similar brokenness that doesn't need to be hidden or explained. Their relationship, though ultimately destructive, provides both characters with moments of authentic understanding rarely found elsewhere in their lives. Anderson's author's note reveals that writing this novel helped her process her own father's suicide, suggesting that art itself can transform pain into connection. Just as Christian and Elena find moments of transcendence amid their suffering, the novel offers readers a cathartic experience of confronting darkness and finding meaning within it. This redemptive reading doesn't excuse the characters' actions or romanticize their toxic relationship. Instead, it acknowledges the complex reality that even destructive connections can contain elements of genuine love and healing. The tragedy lies not in Christian and Elena's love itself, but in their inability to separate it from possession and violence. In its final analysis, Under Your Scars is not simply a dark romance, but a profound meditation on how trauma shapes our capacity to love and be loved. It suggests that healing requires not just finding someone who accepts our brokenness, but learning to love without possession. A lesson its protagonists tragically never master.